Hello, everyone. My name is Gabe. Welcome to Studio Classroom. This is definitely the place that you want to come when you want your English to improve. Now, I am just enjoying one of my favorite morning drinks, a cup of hot coffee. Yes, it is so good. Right now, we are in the middle of an exciting lesson called Eating Habits. Yesterday, we talked about some of the eating habits in France and Brazil. We learned that in France, eating alone is rare, and eating while doing something else is unheard of. We learned that in Brazil, people enjoy eating smaller meals with their families. Well, today, we have two more countries to talk about. First, Egypt, and then the United States. So what time does Rebecca typically eat breakfast? Let's get inside and find out.
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and we are continuing our lesson about eating habits around the globe. Now, talking about eating habits, Gabe, what time do you usually eat lunch?
Oh, good question. I usually eat around 12 o'clock. Actually, you know, I've been to Greece before, and we were swimming in the ocean. It was already 1 o'clock, and I said, guys, aren't we going to have lunch? You know what they did?
What? I don't.
They laughed at me, and they said, we don't eat until 2 or 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, Gabe, were you getting hungry?
Yes, of course.
You were getting hungry?
I was so surprised. Well, today we are going to learn about eating habits in the country of Egypt.
Wait, talking about Egypt, remember yesterday you said that you were going to be dressed up as an Egyptian?
Yes.
You don't look like an Egyptian to me.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I will change that very quickly. Friends, for now, let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Eating habits. Egypt. Egyptians commonly start the day with a drink, sometimes accompanied by bread. Breakfast can be eaten any time after this, but before the day's main meal. In the past, this main meal was served at around 3 p.m. But now people work longer hours and eat when they get home at around 6 p.m. Dinner parties are held later, around 9 p.m. Most Egyptian meals include bread or rice, cooked vegetables, and beans or meat. The United States. Americans' ancestors came from many countries, so American eating habits vary.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 commonly 这个副词。Commonly 是指通常或一般，例如 malnutrition is commonly found among the poor in this country.营养不良在这个国家穷苦的人民身上常常可见，或者是 underage driving is commonly seen in the countryside， 年龄过小就在开车的状况在乡村中常常可见。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 common， 例如 earthquakes are quite common in Japan， 地震在日本常常发生。接着我们看的是 ancestor 这个名词， ancestor 是指祖先或祖宗，例如 the natives of this island worship their ancestors as gods， 这个岛屿的原住民将祖先当作神祇在膜拜，或者是 this humongous heavy portable phone is the ancestor of cell phones， 这个巨大又沉重的手提电话是行动电话的始祖。
Today our lesson takes us to the country of Egypt right here. Well, we're going to be talking about eating habits in Egypt andGabe?
Yes.
Gabe.
Rebecca, I am dressed like an Egyptian.
You don't look like an Egyptian. Egyptians don't dress like that. You look like the Pope.
The Pope?
The Pope. That's what you look like.
Well, I was trying to go for maybe like an ancient Egyptian king. Maybe I do look more like the Pope who lives in Rome. Oh, well, let's get started learning about Egyptian eating habits.Egyptian
yes,
eating habits.
We should get started. Our lesson reads, Egyptians commonly start the day with a drink. Now let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, to start something with. Now what are some other ways that you can use this phrase?
If you're doing a project, maybe you could start your project with a little bit of research so you know more about it. Oh, maybe you like to start your morning with a prayer or a song. That's what the Pope does.
I love to start my mornings by reading the Bible. Or maybe we're talking about mealtime. Maybe you'd like to start your dinner with a prayer or even a cup of soup.
All right. If you're a teacher, I think it's a good idea to sometimes start your class with a game. That's pretty fun.
That doesn't surprise me, Gabe.
Well, of course I love games. Now let's continue with this sentence. We read, sometimes accompanied by bread. Mm. Well, let's take a look at that word, accompany, and especially the phrase, accompanied by. That means you'll see these two things together.
You could also say, my sister, Jackie, accompanied by her friend, Cindy, went to a party the other night.
You know, you don't always have to use the word by. You could say, could you accompany me to the store? That means, could you go with me to the store? All right, well, we continue here. Breakfast can be eaten anytime after this. And let's take a look at those words, actually. I wanted to say that word because, actually, we want to teach the word anytime. Sometimes it could be two words or sometimes just one word.
Exactly. So you could say, my new bicycle allows me to go anywhere, anytime.
So is that one word, Rebecca? Well, I think usually it would be two words. It allows me to go somewhere anytime.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes you see anytime as two words and sometimes you see it as one word. Typically in a more formal setting, you see it as two words. And in an informal setting, it's written as one word.
That's right. Or you know what? This is good for a one word response. So you could say, come by anytime. Or hey, when can I come over? You might say, anytime. That would be a single word.
And I would be happy to come over anytime. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. It reads, or we read, in the past, this main meal was served at around 3 p.m., but now people work longer hours. Now, we want to stop and talk about the phrase long hours. I know sometimes I have to work long hours. What about you, Gabe?
Well, I do too. Sometimes I have to work overtime. Most people work 40 hours a week. That is a regular work week. Now, if you have to work long hours, you probably have to work more than that amount of time.
It can definitely be very tiring if you have to work long hours. Well, in Egypt, since many people have to work longer hours, they end up eating when they get home, which is around 6 o'clock. And you know what else happens?
What happens?
Well, our lesson says, dinner parties are held later, around 9 p.m. Can you imagine eating dinner at 9 o'clock?
Actually, sometimes I have had to eat as late as 9 p.m. because sometimes I work long hours. Well, let's continue with eating habits from the United States. Americans' ancestors came from many countries, so American eating habits vary. What countries did Americans' ancestors come from, Rebecca?
Well, our lesson says, from many countries. So, I mean, that could include many countries like Italy, maybe even Germany or China.
Okay, Germany, China, Poland. They came from lots of countries. But speaking of China, I wonder what the guys in the info cloud have to say about Chinese sea turtles. Let's find out now.
The story of Chinese immigrants in the U.S. is one of hope and tragedy, success and failure.
Perhaps the biggest and most famous legacy left by Chinese American ancestors is the Chinatown, urban pockets of vibrant Chinese culture. Today, there are about 50 Chinatowns scattered across the U.S.
Sadly, though, they're all shrinking, even the big ones in New York City and San Francisco.
The reason? Sociologists say it's the reduced flow of Chinese immigrants into the U.S., which, in turn, is due to the rising Chinese economy.
Another reason is because of the so-called 海龟 or sea turtles. This label, a play on words in Chinese, refers to Chinese people who are born in China, move to a foreign land, go to school, live and work, but then migrate back to China.
Much like real sea turtles, which are born on shore, grow up at sea, and then eventually return to the place where they were born.
Today, thanks to government incentives for Chinese living overseas, returning to live life in China has never been more appealing.
So everyone, if you want to visit any of the famous Chinatowns in America, you'd better go soon. They may not be around much longer.
美国人的祖先来自许多国家，这些国家当然也包含中国。今天华侨在美国所留下最大的遗产可以说是 Chinatown 唐人街，全美一共有将近50个 Chinatown， 但这个文化遗产却在不断的缩小甚至消失当中，原因是移民到美国的中国人逐渐在减少，而所谓的海归，也就是从海外留学归国的人逐渐的在增加。海归会增加的一个很大的原因就是中国政府提供的 incentives 奖励诱因，像减免房租、减税优惠、提供贷款担保等等各类的服务，吸引海归回祖国。到美国旅游，若想要去逛 Chinatown， 最好把握机会，因为以后北美的 Chinatown 会越来越小，也越来越少。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hello everyone and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Bless you. This is the place where exciting things happen. I almost feel like I am in Egypt. As you can see, I am wearing ancient Egyptian clothes, even though Rebecca thinks I look like the Pope. Well, I still have my nice cup of coffee here. Now, in Egypt, people commonly start their day with a drink, and that's exactly what I was doing. However, at this point in the day, my coffee really is not warm anymore. Actually, it's kind of cold. I wonder if there's a microwave around here somewhere. I think I'm going to find a microwave as we continue with our next reading.
Eating habits. Some take time to prepare and eat a hot breakfast. Others grab a bagel while rushing out the door, or just skip breakfast. For lunch, most Americans eat a sandwich or leftovers. Traditionally, families gathered for a large evening meal around 6 o'clock. But now busy schedules force many families to eat in shifts. American restaurant portions tend to be huge, but you don't have to finish them. Taking leftovers home is common. As you travel, try out some local eating habits and savor the experience.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 shift 这个名词。Shift 是指轮班或者是当班时间。例如 ,the pay for the night shift in this fast food place is higher than others. 这家素食店晚班的薪水比其他家都好。或者是 Rita went to have dinner with her colleagues when she finished her afternoon shift. Rita 值完下午班的时候就和朋友去吃晚饭了。所以我们看的是 savor 这个动词。savor 是指品尝、品味或者是尽情享受。例如 ,we sat on a bench and savored the cake and coffee and every single moment we had together. 我们坐下来享受蛋糕、咖啡以及我们在一起的每一刻。或者是 Tom and his family savored the seafood. Tom 和家人享用了美味的海鲜。And now let's get back to our teachers.
And now the United States of America. Yes, we will be looking at some eating habits from there.I have dressed up like an Egyptian today. I wonder what special clothes Rebecca is wearing. Rebecca?
Yes, I'm dressed up as an American. I'm from the United States.
Of course, just kind of, this kind of normal here today. Oh, Americans are just so normal.
Hey, I thought my dress was quite nice, actually.
Well, you do look very nice dressed up like this.
At least I don't look like the Pope.
Right. Well, please tell us something about eating habits in the United States.
I would be happy to do that. Well, our lesson reads, some take time to prepare and eat a hot breakfast. Talking about a hot breakfast, I think we have a great picture of a hot breakfast right here. Bacon and eggs and toast. Oh, that looks so delicious.
That does look really good. I'd like to have a nice hot breakfast next time I eat. Others grab a bagel while rushing out the door. This is so true of us Americans. Sometimes we are in such a hurry. Let's take a look at this phrase, out the door. If you do something out the door, that means you need to do something while you're going out the door.
Exactly. So you could run out the door. You could dash out the door. Sometimes you might even skip out the door.
Or maybe you want to slip out the door quietly so that you don't wake the others in the house.
Or just some people skip breakfast. And I think right now, Liz has something that she would like to say about this sentence. So let's take a closer look with Liz.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. Others grab a bagel while rushing out the door, or just skip breakfast. Notice the sentence pattern. Subject, verb 1, while verb 2 with ing, or just verb 3. This is a simple way to describe how a subject might do something in a certain situation, or they might not worry about the whole thing and just go do something else instead. Now, you begin with the main sentence, and then you put an em dash to show that what comes next is additional information. In the case of today's sentence, the writer is talking about how some people, because they are in a hurry to leave their house, would just grab a bagel for breakfast. Or these people might even choose not to worry about breakfast and just skip it. Okay. Let's have a look at some other example sentences. You can clean up your apartment while you're preparing dinner, or just throw everything into your bedroom and shut the door. Or how about this? You can finish your homework while you're on the bus, or just wait until you get home to work on them. And that's all the time we have for today. My name is Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Very nice. Well, right now, we read, for lunch, most Americans eat a sandwich or leftovers. Now, leftovers is whatever you did not finish eating from a meal.
Exactly. I actually enjoy eating leftovers now. But let's continue with our lesson. Traditionally, families gather for a large evening meal around 6 o'clock, but now busy schedules force many families to eat in shifts, and we want to talk about this word force. Mm-hmm. If you're forced to do something, that means that you have to do something that you don't necessarily want to do.
And sometimes people force you to do something, but in our lesson, as you can see, sometimes events or situations force you to do something. For example, the storm forced us to cancel our picnic.
Well, that's very unfortunate because, you know, the bad weather, it forced me to cancel my trip at the last minute.
Or maybe today's events forced me to work overtime so I couldn't go home on time. Well, we go to the last paragraph here. It says, as you travel, try out some local eating habits and savor the experience. Let's talk about that, to savor something. What does that mean?
Oh, I love that word. When you savor something, that just means that you really appreciate it and you enjoy it. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about savoring the experience, mm-hmm. but you can also savor the moment, savor the taste.
Okay, so what do those phrases mean? To savor the moment, that means to really enjoy the moment and not just think about what you will do next. You want to enjoy every moment of your life, savor the experience, savor every bite of your food, and right now it's time for us to savor the review skit.
Food is a major part of every culture. After all, everyone needs to eat.
What are some eating traditions around the world?
Well, France is famous for its fine cuisine. They take their food very seriously.
Yeah, so do I.
Breakfast is light. Lunchtime is at 1 and dinner is around 8 with multiple courses.
Mmm, I like that.
The French rarely eat alone. They consider eating a social activity.
Yeah, me too.
Brazilians typically eat a light breakfast. Lunch is the largest meal of the day with meat, rice, potatoes, beans, and vegetables.
Mmm, sounds delicious.
Brazilians enjoy a smaller meal with their families in the evenings. And hey, Brazilians don't mind snacking.
I don't mind snacking either.
Egyptians commonly start their day with a bread and a drink.
I like that.
Their biggest meal is around 6 when they get home from work.
What's on the menu?
Bread or rice, vegetables and beans or meat.
Mmm, yummy.
Well, Americans have eating habits that vary.
What about breakfast?
Some eat a hot breakfast, others eat it on the way out the door, and others just skip it.
How about lunch?
Well, many Americans eat sandwiches.
How about dinner?
They eat around 6, but busy schedules force many families to eat in shifts.
Interesting. People from around the world have different eating habits.
You're right. Eating habits may be different, but hey, everyone loves eating.
Yeah, let's eat.
In Egypt, the day is commonly begun with a drink, sometimes accompanied by bread. And they eat breakfast after this, but before the main meal, which is used to be served around 3 p.m. But now, since people work longer hours, it's served around 6 p.m. If there is a dinner party you're looking for, then you'll see it being held at 9 p.m. or later. And what do they eat? Bread or rice, vegetables, and beans or meat. And then we go to the United States. And since our ancestors came from so many different countries, the eating habits vary a great deal. Some people eat a hot breakfast, while others grab a bagel and run out the door, or skip it altogether. And most eat a sandwich or leftovers for lunch. Families usually eat dinner around 6 p.m. But a lot of families just eat in shifts now because of their busy schedules. So if you go to a restaurant, you will find that the portions are huge, so lots of people take home leftovers. Remember, it doesn't matter where you go, you still get to eat. So try out some local habits and savor that experience.
Thank you so much, Linda. Well, I think it's good for you to practice talking about eating habits in your country. Describe it to someone in English.
And I'm ready to go to Brazil. Let's do it.
Right. I think you are ready for a Brazilian party.
I am.
Right now, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Yes. And make sure you join us next time right here on Studio Classroom.